Hi, my name is Marie. I work for the communications in the Comics Art Museum in Brussels. Welcome in this very nice Victor Horta building. It was built a century ago in Art Nouveau style. It's one of the best preserved Horta buildings we have in Brussels that is still open for the public, so we're really proud of it. We decided to start the Comics Art Museum here. That was in the 80s of last century. And now we have over 4,000 square meters of comic art museum here. We have changing exhibitions. We have a permanent collection as well. But we're very proud of all the artists we put in the spotlights every now and then, because it changes a lot, which is interesting to always give something new to our public. We just opened a brand new exhibition on Judith van Nistendael, a Brussels author who has beautiful artwork. And the exhibition is also a bit of an artwork. It's if you enter a gallery. So it's really putting the art in the comic for her exhibition. Next to it, we will open our newest one, Odyssey, which talks about the U-ray to the origins of Blake and Mortimer, which is something completely different than Judith van Nistendael. But it's really nice to have all those different aspects of the comic world. If you go one floor up, we have exhibitions for the little ones. Starting at 3 years old, they can visit Stoppeltje, Rondet Stoppeltje, or Petit Poilu in French, or Squarely Furry in English. And it's a comic without words for three-year-olds who can have their first reading experience like that, because they don't have to read, they can just imagine the story themselves. And we rebuilt the universe of Little Furry in this exhibition, so they can really enter the world of Little Furry, discover it, play with it. It's from the youngest on, but also fun for older kids, I can imagine, and for the parents to have nice pictures of their kids in the expo. Next to it, we have Aurélie Néret, a French author, also for kids or more young adults as well, who has an exhibition about her comic Cerise and Lulu and Nelson, two different comics, one about a girl Cerise who has a diary and writes in it and has all kinds of adventures, and the other one, Lulu and Nelson, takes us to the south of Africa and they have all kinds of adventures there. That's not the only thing you can discover in our museum, the nice expositions, of course, in our permanent collection. We have also a very nice restaurant, the Horta Brasserie, where you can eat, have a coffee during your visit or afterwards or before, as you like. It's also in the same Art Nouveau style, so it's eating and having your eyes enjoy a nice environment at the same time. We have a bookshop, Slumberland, where you can buy books of our temporary exhibitions as well. The collections always change in order of what we have going on in the museum. And of course, you can buy some classics as Tintin and
Spirou.
All the classics we have as well, of course.
Suskin and Whiskey,
yes, we have them. So all kinds of stuff, also nice gadgets. If you're into that, you can find it all there. And then we have a reading room. We call it the Stripotheek or the Bidditheek. So it's not like a library. So the word game does not add up in English, I guess, but it's like a specific comic library. So we have a specific name for it in Dutch and in French. You can read all the books there. We have a gigantic collection of comics. You can have a seat, relax, take whatever book you like and read it. We also do some study work there as well. People who write professional things about comics can go search in our archives for all kinds of books on what they're searching. It's a really wide collection that we have there.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.